Thanks for tuning in. Fraser Rogers here and joined by graduating V's forward captain and now RBC CJHL National Player of the Year, Tyson Jost. I guess, Tyson, first of all, when you hear that, how does that feel?
It's pretty humbling. I think that's the one word that I can kind of sum it up with. It's a huge honor, and it's very humbling. And you look at the other players that have won the award in the past, and I mean, that's something that's pretty special for me. But I know I always kind of bring it up, but the team I had in Penticton was something that I have to give a lot of credit to. I mean, I don't think I would have had the successes if it wasn't for the team that I had in Penticton this year.
A lot of special players have won this award. It's a prestigious award across the CGHL. Only the second time in the franchise's history Penticton player has been recipient of the award. The other one was Paul Correa. What's it like to be mentioned in the same breath as an elite player like him?
Yeah, it's a huge honor, and it's something that's really special. And obviously, he was a pretty good player. So, like I said, it's very special, and it's very humbling, and it's definitely nice to get recognized. And there was a lot of good players throughout the league, so I'm just very honored and humbled that I could get recognized like this.
Now let's take it back a month to the World Under-18s in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Special for you, not only with that Canadian scoring record, but also playing in the rink that you'll play your college hockey come next fall. Just maybe overall, what was that experience like for you?
It was unbelievable. It was almost a little surreal. I mean, going into the Ralph Engelstad for my first time and stepping on the ice, it gave me chills, and it's a place that I'm really excited to go into next year and hopefully try and win another national championship with North Dakota there. And obviously they won it last year. And I mean, I'm really excited to try and go and do that again. And it was just really exciting for me. I got a little bit of love from the fans. They just have such a great support group down there in North Dakota. And you could see that right away, right when we drove in the rink, there was fans all over the place. And I mean, like I said, I got a little bit of love, which was pretty cool and a little bit surreal for me. So I can't wait to go in there next year. And the tournament inside itself was pretty special too. It was obviously a little bit tough to swallow as we couldn't get a gold medal. And you always want to do that whenever you wear the maple leaf across your chest. But to say the least, it was a fun experience, and it's something I learned a lot from. And I mean, it's a place I'm really looking forward to going to play some more games, but this time with a North Dakota jersey.
Were you conscious of the McDavid scoring record? Obviously, there's a lot of chatter about it, social media, through the TSN broadcast. When did that start creeping into your mind, or was it even crossing your mind at any point?
Yeah, I'm going to be completely honest. I had no clue about that record or anything. With Hockey Canada, they're really good about they take our phones, and it's just all about the team, and you just got to focus on the team. That's something that's huge for a tournament like that. So, I mean, I wasn't in contact with any social media, or we were in the States too, so we didn't get any of the TSN channels. So, yeah, I honestly had no clue. I think it was till the bronze medal game that I had broken that record. And I mean, it was a little bit of a shock to me just because I actually had no clue if I was even close to it or something like that. But I mean, I don't honestly really care about that record. I'd way rather have a gold medal around my neck right now than the 15 points that I had. But no, it's pretty special. And but like I said, the gold medal would have tasted a lot better.
You and Dante had fantastic tournaments. What did that mean for you guys personally? I know it was the last kind of big showcase before the NHL draft coming in June for both of you. Must have been happy not only for, you know, the personal success for yourself, but also for your teammate here and your good friend Dante.
I thought Dante had an unbelievable tournament. I mean, every play made on the ice, he was just so steady, and he was our rock back on the defense there. And like I said, he just made so many great plays, and he was smart with the puck. He was good on the power play, and I mean, it was nice. We had some chemistry from Penticton, so we got to play on the power play together, and I thought we connected very well. And no, I think it was really good for us. Obviously, having a good U18 tournament, it'll help us with the draft for sure. But I mean, it's all part of the process, and you don't really know what's going to happen on that draft day. But I'm just really happy him and I could have a good, solid tournament. And I was really proud with how he played. I thought he had an amazing tournament, and it was fun to watch him.
I know both of you guys made a lot of people in Penticton proud. How satisfying was it for you two coming there and, you know, not saying proving your worth, because a lot of people know in the BCHL and CJHL circuit how successful you two have been, but also just maybe outsiders showing that there is another route and you know, people questioning the BCHL route and obviously coming to fruition with a great U18 for both of you on the best stage for your age group.
Yeah, and Dante and I, we knew that too. We knew that we didn't get that exposure with the CHL, so to speak, and maybe some people haven't seen us play, and they maybe look down on the BCHL, which I don't think they should at all, and I think that's something that I don't want to speak for Dante, but I know it was something that I was going into that tournament. I really wanted to prove myself and just show that the BCHL is a good league, and it's a very good developmental league, and it's tough to play, and I think both Dante and I proved that, and we had solid tournaments, and I think that we proved that the BCHL could not only is right there with the CHL, and that it's that it tests you, and I thought we proved that with our U18 performance.
All right, lastly, Tyson, what's next for you now, about a month away, just over a month away from the NHL draft in Buffalo, New York? So maybe just take us through the lead up for you in the last 30 days here before draft day.
Yeah, things are starting to get pretty busy here. I mean, a lot of meetings right now with some NHL teams, and just kind of get that relationship. And I mean, a lot of training too. I have the combine coming up here in 2.5 weeks, just under 3 weeks. And I mean, that's a lot of preparation. You want to prove yourself there. You want to show that you're strong, and it's a lot of hard work that goes into it. So just getting ready for that. And I mean, the draft's going to be a pretty special moment. You try not to think about it throughout the year. And now that it's here, it's something to look forward to. And it'll be exciting to have my mom and my grandma and grandpa and my sister and lots of my family in the crowd there. But again, you never know what could happen. You could go anywhere from sixth to outside of the first round, and I'll just be honored to get drafted to whatever team it is. And I'm obviously competitive, so I want to go as high as I can, but whatever happens, happens, and I'm just looking forward to the experience. And after I get drafted, that's just the next chapter, and there's going to be more work after that, and I'm looking forward to the process, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter in my life here.